I think sometimes when we want to just not be lost anymore, we pick a direction just because it feels safe and we go for it. So that it feels like we're making progress, it feels like we're doing something, even when it's not progress in a direction we even want to go in. And I think sometimes we even ignore, you know, the shit going wrong or the shit that's out of alignment. We ignore the anxiety, we ignore the depression, we ignore the anger, we ignore all these little things because, you know, we justify it saying, you know, we have to sacrifice, we have to go through some discomfort to get the things that we want, and that's true, but I think at what cost? I think that's the exact question we need to ask ourselves when, you know, we're going in a direction and we got tunnel visioned and we keep going and, you know, it's starting to deteriorate our life. You know, at what price, you know, do I stop paying? At what price is this no longer worth it? And it's not like as soon as we stop paying or as soon as we stop sacrificing or as soon as we stop, that's where it ends. It's just sometimes we gotta stop to take a look around and ask ourselves, are we still in the direction? I talked to a few people this week, and a common theme has been intention and moving with purpose. And I think sometimes, you know, the counterbalance to moving with purpose is not moving with purpose, because sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And so how do you move forward? How do you make any progress? How do you develop yourself when you don't know what you need to know to progress, to improve yourself? Well, you try shit, you do shit, you pick a direction, you go, you find shit out. It works or it doesn't work. And, you know, you learn, and then you integrate those lessons, and then you keep moving forward. You know, we're not always going to be able to be intentional 100% of the time. We're going to get distracted. I think the important thing is we're able to refocus on the purpose and let things go. You know, don't hold on to things that aren't worth it, because they're not worth it. We had a newborn baby last month, and I've just been so focused on work, trying to make more money, trying to, you know, get us into a better house. And you know, I think at what cost? You know, I've been angry, I've been stressed. My wife's been stressed, she isn't getting any sleep. And, you know, it's been difficult. And I just kind of came to the realization, like, we're okay. You know, we have enough money right now. And, you know, yeah, we might need some more money in the future and we want to do some other things. But, you know, I'm kind of missing out on a lot. You know, my wife needs some help around with the kids, or a little bit more help with the kids. And, you know, I kind of want to do some things for myself, but it's like work has been consuming me so much just because of this thought of just making more money. I don't think that's, you know, necessarily a bad thing, but I think I just hit that point probably a while, you know, maybe a week or two ago, where I crossed the point where, you know, I was working so much and trying to just focus on one thing that, you know, I actually wasn't making any more progress. And so today I kind of just realized, you know, I'm doing everything I need to be doing. It's just going to take time for everything to take its course. So I think we can touch back to patience right there. And not everything's going to happen exactly when you want it to happen. And I think the more you keep trying to push in that direction, and the more you just try to focus on that one aspect of life, you know, other aspects of life just kind of pass you by, and you start to really, I don't want to say resent, but your quality of life dips. And I think quality of life has to be a factor. Now, yes, we have to do things that we don't want to do sometimes. We have to sacrifice, and we have to be uncomfortable and push ourselves, but we don't need to do it just to do it, you know, because that doesn't make any sense. Because I think in the right way, if we're pushing ourselves in the right way, if we're doing the right things that are making us uncomfortable, we're growing in the right way and having those growing pains, then, you know, in a way, that's pleasurable. That brings us joy because there's a sense of purpose in it. But when we lose that sense of purpose and we keep driving ourselves, I think that's when we start to make ourselves miserable. And, you know, the point that starts happening and other areas of our life start falling apart, that's when we need to take a look at things and say, okay, well, I need to get back on track here. You know, something's got to give. And, you know, you take time away from that thing that you're pushing for, and you give that time back to other things that need care as well.